And he brags on his website that he strategized with Planned Parenthood to vote present on the Senate floor, which was the same as a no vote, in order to lure Democrats who might have been squeamy about voting against a bill opposing infanticide and lure them to vote present so that they would overcome the bill that way. It's on his website.
Well, Corsi actually chronicled in his book that a transcript of the Illinois Senate session had been archived on the Internet, complete with Obama's comments that he made that day on the Senate floor. And he was the only senator who rose to speak against this bill that would have protected these babies who, in fact, survived these late-term labor-induced abortions. And he said that if the bill passed and a nine-month-old fetus survived this late-term abortion and was deemed to be a person who had a right to live and a right to medical care, that the law would forbid abortions to take place, which is just, you know, medically false.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. I'm reading the testimony along with you. And he said on the Senate floor that he thought that this, and this is a constitutional scholar, you know, by the way, that he calls himself. He said that he thought that this bill was going to be found unconstitutional. And he went on in 2002 to do the same thing, voted against it in committee. This time he voted against it on the Senate floor, was the sole person to speak against it on the Senate floor again, ever.